I come before you on this day, giving all honor and praise to God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine.
Yes.
Recognizing my pulpit associates, Rev. McMillan, Mr. Riley, my lovely wife, the musician, my beautiful, beautiful church family.
Yes.
It's an honor, a privilege, and as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Gracious and eternal God, he who knows everything, he who sits high and sometimes seem distant, but always is near.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
Just a simple call, a simple
yes.
cry away,
yes.
but you're always near to bring us comfort and consolation in our time
yes.
of need.
Yes, sir, God.
We're calling you right now, Lord.
Right now.
Speak, Lord. Speak a word right
yes,
now, Lord. As your servant comes to you, submitting right now, speak a word, Lord. Somebody needs a word. Somebody needs to hear from on high. Use this vessel, Lord. This empty vessel, this vessel that brings nothing to the table, this empty pitcher, Lord, but I ask you to fill me right now to
yes,
overflowing,
God.
Lord God, and
oh, God.
Use me any way that you see fit, Lord, but speak a word. We need to hear from you.
Yes.
We call on you.
Yes.
And we count on you.
Yes, we do, Father.
And we know you will not fail us.
Yes.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Today we will be primarily focusing on the gospel according to St. John, the sixth chapter. Truly, I had no idea which way the Lord would take this from last week, but I knew he had a second part, at least, to the subject that we were on. And I will refresh your memory of that in a minute. But first, I want to just read a portion of St. John 6. We had read earlier this morning verses 14 through 23. And I want to just start with the 24th. Verse. So St. John chapter 6, verse 24. And I'm going to read from the New King James Version. It reads thusly. It says, when the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also got into the boats and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus. Seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. Then they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God. Then Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
See how God can work this out. We talked last week about on the subject what the world needs now.
Mm-hmm.
I could just say this morning that the title of this was more of the same, but I won't. I'll just call it What the World Needs Now, Part 2. Mm-hmm. And this morning, what we'll be concentrating on is faith's focus. Faith's focus. And I wrote that as a note on top of my sermon this morning, but in Sunday school that came to me and realized that that's what we really need is faith's focus. We all understand what faith is, but what we have to understand more is its focus. And of course, faith's focus is Jesus. What the world needs now. What we did last week, if you remember, we got down to, we said one thing is what we were talking about last week. One thing, and we'll continue on that. We established that God is love, mm-hmm. and that Jesus is God, mm-hmm. and that Jesus is in me. So what it basically says, how can I express love? How can I become a love being, if you will? And we establish that because God is love and Jesus is God, and if I get Jesus in me, mm-hmm. then I can show love.
Mm-hmm.
We establish several things last week that Matthew 7:12 we used as an example of expressing love. And it of course says that therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you,
mm-hmm.
do you even so to them.
Mm-hmm.
For this is the law and the prophets. It says that if you have trouble trying to understand the Bible in its entirety, just learn this part, that if I do unto others truly like I want them to do unto me, and
all right, yeah.
then we would fulfill the Bible. It would mm-hmm. cover the law, and it would cover the prophets. It would do all that we need to do if we could show love.
All right, yeah.
Amen.
The way Jesus put it, in Matthew 22:36, he said, Master, who was asked by the Pharisee, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, that thou love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind.
Yes.
This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And on these two commands hang all of the law and the prophets. It says that you got it all. If you can love God and love your fellow man, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
All that you need to understand. And so what's needed is one thing. That one thing is Jesus. Let me just give me a minute before I go where I'm going to go today. When we establish that God is love, because there are people that were not here last week when we established this, so we're going to just kind of recap it, and then I'll be short and out of your way. I learned that from old preachers to say that.
It works today.
You know, you do it or not.
Yeah.
But God is love. 1 John 4:8 says that he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
God is love.
1 John 4:16 says, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. And again it says, God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So we establish that truly God is love. Then we establish the fact that Jesus is God. John 10:30 says, I and the Father are one. Right?
Yes.
John 8:58 says, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Once again, establishing that Jesus is God. Then, when we talk about Jesus being in me, we looked at Colossians 1:27, and it says, for God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too. That would be us. And this is the secret.
Yes.
Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing his glory. So if you can just get that there in your spirit, in your mind, that God is love, Jesus is God, and Jesus in me. And I can show love. So what we need today is, number one, as we did last week, we said we need to understand what love is.
All right.
Love is an action word. See, love is not something. The world gets it all tangled up. If you understand what love is an action word. There's so much going on in the world today. Everything is out of whack. Everything, people are doing crazy things, stuff going on, and we keep talking about love.
Yeah.
But love is an action word. Love says, do something.
Yeah.
And we always say, well, what can I do? And show some love to, if you don't know where to go, when the world overwhelms you and you don't know which way to go or how to attack all of the problems in the world, just look inside your own little circle and say, well, who can I love? And
yes, yes.
I bet you can find somebody.
Oh, yes.
If not, you're on a mighty small island if you can't find somebody that needs some love.
That's right.
And sometimes it's not a pretty picture. Sometimes it's not the person that you want to love. It's not the person that you want to show love to. In case most of the time,
it's
that person that you.
Come on now, say something. Say it. Say it.
Yeah.
But God will keep them right there in your face. And every time you try to justify that, they deserve what they get. God keeps them right there in your face. And then he'll tell you, he said, now remember yourself. He said,
hey, yes, sir.
He said, remember how I put up with you.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Long suffering.
Remember how I kept caught anew when.
Yes.
You want to la la la? I'm not listening. But God is love, and He says, I call on you to reflect what I give to you. And then we used a story last week. We said, what is required in order for us to be able to display this love?
What is required?
Just one thing. And we used Mary last week. And when Mary and Martha, they were serving the Lord. And the Lord said to Martha that, you're worried and upset over all these details. Yeah, we get like that. Figure out how can I help? How can I, what can I do? And let me study on it. Let me figure it all out. Let me detail it and figure out how I can help, what I need to be doing. But the Lord said to her, there's only one thing worth being concerned about.
Come on now.
Only one thing.
And Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. And of course, what he talked about is Himself. All you need is Jesus.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's it.
All you need is Jesus. And I will pick up right there, because when you start talking about all you need is Jesus, you know, that's such a simple concept that all I need is Jesus.
Yes, but, yes.
And if I get Jesus, then I could display love. I would know how to love right. I would know how to treat my neighbor right. I could, if I had Jesus and if I was filled with love, and we go back to the time, say, all this world needs, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just not enough of.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's
yes,
right.
Sir. That's all right.
Not enough.
but see, the problem is, you say, but how do we get all, how do we express love? How do we get the world to express love? How do I really express love? And when I was thinking last night and praying, I said, it's going to take a miracle for people to love like they ought to love. And for enough people to love like they ought to love, it's going to take a miracle.
Yes, a miracle.
So I want to ask you a question this morning. Do you believe in miracles?
I believe in miracles.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you again, because y'all answered that too fast. Do you really believe in miracles? And I want you just to ponder it as we go through. Do you believe in the sixth chapter of John, if you look at the seventh verse in there, it says, Philip answered him. This is a story when Jesus fed 5,000. Mm-hmm. Y'all remember that story? Mm-hmm. Peter answered and said, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. If you look at the New Living Bible, it says, even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them. Let me see if I can get this right. See, here's the problem that we have, and I want to relate this to miracles. But You see, the problem they had here with the fish and the people, the problem was two parts. First, they didn't have the resources to feed the multitude. And second, even if they did have the money, it would be impossible to purchase enough to feed them all. See, what I'm trying to go here is, that's what we are, like, with love. If I could get you to the point that you let God on the inside and you let yourself go, you said, yes. If I could gain love, that I could love the world, but
yes.
I couldn't find enough folk to love with me to make any difference.
All right, now.
So we find ourselves with a problem, much like this problem that faced Jesus and his disciples. But then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up and said, now there's a young boy here with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. But what good is that with this huge crowd? But Jesus said to tell everybody to sit down.
Sit down. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yeah, God.
So they all sat on the grassy slopes. And
yes.
It says just the men themselves were 5,000. So it was more than 5,000 people that got fed. It was 5,000 men. And
yes.
I want to take you on a faith walk this morning.
Come on now.
Then Jesus took the loaves and he gave thanks to God and distributed them to the people. And afterward, he did the same with the fish. And they all ate as much as they wanted.
Yes.
But we're talking about miracles. Do you really believe in miracles? Everybody ate it as if that were not enough. 6:12 says, and after everyone was full, Jesus told his disciples, now gather the leftovers.
Ooh, get up the fragments.
So that nothing is wasted. So they picked up the pieces and filled 12 baskets with scraps left by the people who had eaten from the 5 barley loaves. Have you ever been in a situation in life? Have you ever witnessed a miracle when God carries you through something?
Oh, yes.
Where you couldn't see your way out. That it may have been you or it may have been somebody else, but you couldn't see how you were going to get out, and
yes.
God worked it out.
Yes, sir.
Maybe it was a situation like the songwriter says, I coulda, I shoulda, I woulda been in trouble, but
yes, sir.
Diane was singing a song the other day, and the preacher said it last Sunday. But God.
But God.
I coulda ended up in trouble. I coulda ended up dead in the ditch, but God. A miracle. You ever gone through a miracle? You ever seen people testify about how the tornado came through and it swept through the neighborhood and
yes.
it picked this house and
yes.
skipped over mine and
yes.
wiped out the next four? But,
but God.
Put his arms around you sometime, he'll cover you up.
Yes, he will. Hide you.
Come on now.
So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, that's on the back side of the scripture that was
yes.
read when they went looking for Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Because see what happens, God will come into your life and he'll do something for you.
Yes, he will.
And you'll keep it there for about 2 days. But then the world will separate you from God's miracles and what God has done, and all of a sudden it's all about you again. So after the people had been separated from Jesus and his miracles, it, when they saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were any longer where they were.
Uh-huh.
You ever woke up and find yourself like that?
All right now.
When you can't call on Jesus because you realize I've been away from him so long. I don't even feel like he's my friend, that I can't just pick up the phone and
talk.
You ever needed somebody you hadn't talked to in a long time? Hard, ain't it? It's hard to try to make small talk and to try to get where you want to go, to get back. But if you had kept that friendship close.
Yes, sir.
But they found him on the other side of the lake and they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here?
Yes.
And Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, you want to be with me because I fed you.
Uh-huh.
Not because you understood the miraculous signs. And I want you just to understand that this morning. You want to be with me because I fed you. That's just good jobs y'all got. That's the big houses y'all got. Them fancy cars y'all got. Them cute clothes.
All right.
You want me because I fed you. You didn't understand the significance of what I did. It wasn't all about feeding you. You just don't understand who I am.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
You ain't looking for me. You looking for my stuff.
Yes, sir.
See, you got no business looking for me. You're looking for my stuff. You need to be looking for me. He says, so don't be so concerned about the perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. For God the Father has given me the seal of his approval. See, something God's showing us today. And I'm about done. God is showing us the way. But how we respond is an individual choice. See, the world and all of its ways are tempting. It's easy to get caught up in the world and all of its stuff. And you can get wound so tight that you think you're going the right way. And it's what everybody else is doing. The world is tempting. But unfortunately, see this, God's trying to show us a way. But unfortunately, some of us, perhaps most of us, will be too smart to understand the simplicity of Christ. I'm going to say that again. Because it might have went by somebody even then. Some of us, perhaps most of us, will be too smart to understand the simplicity of Christ. Just listen to these words, and I'm about done. John 6:28. They replied to Jesus, we want to perform God's works. Anybody ever been that?
All right, then.
We want to perform God's work too. What should we do? God's work. Anybody want to do God's work? Is there, I mean, just tell me, does anybody want to do God's work?
Come on now.
Jesus told them, this is the only work that God wants from you.
The only.
Believe in the one he has sent.
Believe.
There you go.
You get that? That's as simple. That's as simple as it gets, but if you're too smart, you'll miss it. Believe in him. Believe all the way to power. If you can't believe all the way to power, believe all the way to love, believe all the way to change by believing in Him.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
This morning, we come to a celebration that they call communion. And all communion really means is that I'm going to develop a relationship with God Almighty that's so tight that no one can separate me from the love of God. I'm going to commune with God.
Come on now.
And I don't want you to get it tangled up. I don't want you to mistake these elements and this relationship. This is an outward show. This says, here's what I'm outwardly showing, but what I'm inwardly doing is what counts. And it said, I'm trying to form a bond with Almighty God, that
yes.
God can work through me, that God can use me anywhere, any time, that God can have full access to me. It's,
yes.
It's a relationship.
A relationship.
And I can show the kind of love that God wants me to show.
Yes, sir. God.
Give me a few more minutes here.
All right.
Let's answer this head. Show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you.
Show us.
People say, what can you do? They had forgotten about the 5,000 already.
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 Because I'm fool. After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scripture says Moses gave them bread from heaven. Moses had it going on. Can you show me something like Moses did? Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven.
Come on now.
The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.
Yes.
Sir, they said, give us that bread every day.
Give us that bread.
And Jesus replied, I am
the bread
of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger again.
Yes.
Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Skip to verse 48. It says, yes, I am the bread of life.
I am.
Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died.
Yes, they did.
Anyone who eats the bread from heaven, however, will never die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and this bread which I offer so the world may live is my flesh. All you got to do is let Jesus on the inside.
All right.
Let Jesus take complete control.
Yes, Lord.
It's such an easy, easy concept. But to walk daily, to let Jesus live on the inside, no matter where I'm at, no matter where I go, no matter what I'm doing, if I would let Jesus exist on the inside.
Yes.
Too many of us, we like to pick him up, put him down.
Yeah.
Things going all right? I don't need you right now. I'll let you know when I need you again.
Yes.
I got this toy.
But he calls us on this day to commune with them. And he says it's not a group decision. Oh, don't worry about what the group is doing. It's an individual decision. Will I let God have access to my life? Would I love right? I want you just to hold on to that question. Do you want to love right? Do you want to treat everybody right? Come on, y'all. Tell me the truth.
Help us, Lord.
Do you want to treat everybody right? Even those folk that talk about you, the ones that call you everything but a child of God, everyone that went up one side of you and down the other, do you want to love everybody?
Yes, sir. Help us, God.
I want you just to talk, because it's individual.
Yes, it is.
It's individual. You can tell Pastor Davis anything, because I can't decide whether you're truthful or not, but when God says,
yes, sir,
do you want to love everybody?
Yes.
Communion Sunday. Communion Sunday, a good time to get closer and closer to God. Let him have complete control.
Yes, sir.
When we leave here today with that thought on our mind.
Yes, sir.
I want y'all to come back next week and tell me how far you got.
All right. Help us, God.
You leave with the intent of loving everybody.
Everybody.
Let me know how far you got into next week. I know some won't make it off for the day. Some.
Jesus.
Somebody
say,
help me. But he's the only one that can. And if you would just let go and let God have his way.
Yes, sir.
And every time somebody rouses you up, instead of going after them, go after God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help us, God.
That you can show love in your little sphere of the world.
Yes, yes.
So when y'all go out tomorrow to your jobs, you say, if there's no more God in here, it's going to be a little God spot around me. Because he's going to have control of me. It's individual. What the world needs now is love.
Sweet love.
It's the only thing.
Only thing.
It's just
too
little.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Do you believe in miracles? God can do it.
Yes, sir.
And I'll be looking for reports next Sunday.
Tight.
You can email me. Just let me know. All you have to do is put your name. The day and the time.
All right.
When you let go.
Yes, sir, God.
Let us pray. Gracious and eternal God. Take my hand. Lead us on, Lord, and let us stand. When we leave with the right intentions, Lord God, just keep reminding us, Lord, every time we're about to slip, just remind us, Lord, and instead of lashing out, just to whisper your name. Just to say, help, Lord.
Help, Lord.
I need you. I need you right now, Lord. I'm going through something. I need you right now.
Yes, sir, God.
Teach us, Lord, to call on you in our times of need.
Yes.
And let us know that we can count on you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
For you will not fail us. Oh, Lord, we love you. We trust you. It's in Jesus' name we pray.